2 weeks after lawmakers left Albany, New Yorkers still have their doubts when it comes to ethics reform in the state legislature. A new Siena College poll finds a majority of New Yorkers think legislative ethics reforms will do little or nothing to reduce state government corruption.
By a 2-to-1 margin, New Yorkers think that the new ethics legislation passed at the end of session by the legislature and the governor will not reduce corruption. 56% of New Yorkers say it will not reduce corruption, compared to only 27% who think it will.
Siena pollster Steve Greenberg notes that 71% of respondents gave Governor Andrew Cuomo a negative rating for his work to reduce corruption, and that Cuomo and the legislature did little to win over the hearts and minds of New Yorkers when it comes to ethics reform.
We asked voters, how would you rate, how would you grade the governor? How would you grade the Senate? How would you grade the assembly on their performance this year? Would you give them an A, a B, a C, a D, an F? And what we find, the governor's got a solid C, a 2.09 GPA. Only 39% of voters gave him an A or a B, compared to 25% who either failed him or gave him a D. But his grades are better than the Assembly and the Senate. The Assembly and Senate each have a 1.88 GPA, or a C- for both houses of the legislature.
56% of state voters said they have a favorable opinion of Cuomo, with 38% having an unfavorable view. WAMC's political observer Dr. Alan Shartok is not surprised.
This is the guy, of course, who closed down his own Moreland Act commission, and it really hurt him very badly. I don't think he ever thought it would, but it has, and it has stayed with him. It's part of his political persona.
When the legislative session ended, lawmakers didn't pass more sweeping changes, such as tighter campaign finance rules or limits on their own outside income. Good government advocates had called the session Albany's Watergate moment, after the ex-Senate and Assembly leaders were convicted in separate federal corruption trials. Shartok thinks Cuomo can't be happy about the C grade the voters are giving him.
He, for his own part, went out and called it the most successful session in modern history. Well, the New York Times promptly editorialized and said, no, that's not true.
Shartok feels that Cuomo may have lost his political footing.
If, as a result of the McDonald decision by the Supreme Court, it turns out that both Shelley Silver and Dean Skelos are either exonerated or get other trials, people are going to say even more, oh, well, what do you expect? Everybody protects everybody in the system. But when you get a legislature with a terrible grade, a governor with a terrible grade, and people holding their noses, it's not good for respect for the system. And when respect for the system goes down, you got a lot of people who don't feel that they have to obey the law.
There's a link to Siena's June 22nd through 28th telephone poll of 803 registered voters at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.